Little Red Riding Hood. Most of all, by her grandmother. She was called Little Riding Hood. Little Riding Hood, because she always wore a hood. It was the spirit of her grandmother, of the servant, a bit of a mistake. Look, there goes the pretty Little Riding Hood. One summer day, her mother said, Little Red Riding Hood, he was a piece of cake and a bottle of wine. Look at your grandmother, for she's ill in bed. Yes, mother, said Little Red Riding Hood, and started to go. Be careful, said her mother. Go straight to your grandmother's house and take the bath, and don't forget to say good morning when it's the grandmother's room. All right, mother, I'll take great care, said Little Red Riding Hood. Little Riding Hood's grandmother lived in the forest about half a mile away from the village. While she was walking through the forest, Little Riding Hood met a wolf. This one was a wicked wolf who pretended to be kind. Good morning, Little Riding Hood, said the wolf. Where are you going? I'm going to teach my grandmother, for she's ill in bed. Yes, mother, said Little Riding Hood, and where does your grandmother live? Asked the wolf. She lives in the little house in the forest and three large oak trees. There's a very hot head. You see, must know it, answered Little Red Hood. The wicked wolf rushed something forth. Aha, I'm all the one in bed. Perfect for my run. But what a sweet girl, this little one. She would be better to eat than this woman. And if I'm clever, I don't know I am, I would be able to eat a full dessert. The wicked wolf walked rapidly along the path through the forest with the little Riding Hood. Suddenly he said, why are you watching so seriously? Why do you not look around? Look at those pretty herbs, listen to those birds singing. Little Riding Hood raised her eyes and saw the sunbeams dancing here and there, and pretty herbs going everywhere. Who then her mother slowly, she left the path and began to wander the tree to pick flowers for her grandmother. The wolf running her last of his chicken. He ran all the way to the middle house and the three large oak tree and knocked on the door. Who is there? Called the old woman. It is me, Little Riding Hood, answered the wolf. Come in, dear. The door is ajar. Call back to the old woman. I am not well enough to get out of bed. The wicked wolf rushed in and threw the grandmother out in one bite. Then he put on her nightgown cap and hopped in the bed. Before long, Little Riding Hood and Red and knocked on the door. Tap, tap, the door was open, so she was in. Good morning, grandmother, called Little Riding Hood, remembering her mother's voice. But there was no answer, so she called again. Grandmother, I have brought you a piece of cake and a bottle of wine. But there was still no answer, so Little Riding Hood went to the bed. Well, her grandmother was sleeping. Oh, grandmother, she cried, what big ears do you have? Oh, the better to hear you with, my dear, was his reply. But grandmother, what big eyes do you have? Oh, the better to see you with, my dear. But grandmother, what a big mouth you have? Oh, the better to eat you with, my dear. And repeat the wolf just at the bed, and grab Little Red Riding Hood down in one throw. Lauda would crawl back in bed and soon fell asleep. He began snoring very loudly. A while later, a hunter passed by the house. A large snowman snoring. I had better go in to see how she is. So she went into the house and saw the moon asleep. Aha! Cried the hunter. I found the rat. I've been looking for you for a long time. You wicked wolf. Quickly, quietly, the hunter took the knife and cut a hole in some of the wolf. Oh, the little boy who cried, down inside of the wolf. And then grandmother came by the light and even waited to eat. Nevertheless, grandmother ate the cake and drank wine for much, much better. Little boy and her grandmother were very happy to be safe again. As he said goodbye to the hunter, little boy said, I will never disturb my mother again and wander in the forest.